But he never answered. There was nothing to answer. He was so a scholar. I know him when he came like a beggar, penniless, that Akinchan to me in Mathura in the year about 55 or 7. He was at that time penniless. I told him that you are so learned and qualified. You should take renounce order and preach everywhere. You can preach everywhere so strongly. And in the same moment, my Gurudev came from Navadvip. And I requested my Gurudev to tell him that he should take renounce order because he is your friend. He will obey you. And at once my Gurudev requested him that, "Oh Prabhu, why you are not taking renounce order? I think that you must take renounce order." Then he began to tell a story of himself, that when I was initiated by Prabhupada, I used to read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, and I read a slok: those who will take shelter of Krishna, he will make him a street beggar. Dasya anu jada jasya anugranami harishye tat dhanam shane. And I was fearing, but what should I do? But I never forget and never forgive chanting, remembering, reading the books. And it happened that after some days, my wife, my children became against, and they told me to quit his house. They became all angry that he was not making money and always chanting and remembering. So in this, he told me that I was fearing, and I am seeing that I am going to be like so Akinchan. I have lost my job, I have lost my factory, I have lost my very big shops, I lost everything. Now beggar, as a beggar I have come, street beggar I have come. Then I will have to take renounce order. And then he took renounce order in Keshavji Gaudiya Math. And I was priest. I made dand, I made his coffin, made everything.
Fire sacrifice.
Fire sacrifice. After that he went to Delhi and to Vrindavan in Radha Damodar temple, where I used to go and help him in all ways. Sometimes I saw that he is penniless, worn and torn clothes, not new, no good. I used to give my chadar that you should sit here. We both used to cook, make chapati. He used to roll, and I used to put on the
cook
and giving some
ghee
and some sabji. I used to offer to Radha Damodar, and then we both sitting together used to take Mahaprasad. I remember all these pastimes of Swami. He was so merciful to me. When he was coming to New York, perhaps, Boston, in America, he requested me that you should manage to send my all utensils, my old books. I am taking with me only worn and torn Gita and nothing else, 3 volumes English, Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st, 2nd, 3rd canto perhaps. Not very roughly published. Only he took, and 1 kartal. And I am going. But you should try to send all things I accepted. When I was managing to send all these things, so many dust came in my nose and I became ill, so much ill. But yet I continued and sent everything. He wrote me about 250 letters to me, so many things. Some of them I have given to ISKCON, that they wanted me, requested me to
publish,
to
for help. Biography.
And some of them in Hindi and Bengali were with me. We have published with translation. How he has so much heartly blessing to me. If you can read that, then you can. He has told that I am so much indebted to you that you have served me. I cannot repay you. After that, I sent Peda because he was so much
fond
of Peda sweet of Mathura. And he used to cook so sweet thing preparations himself. I sent him so many kartals, so many mridanga, so many books, so many
vigrahas,
so many things.
And you showed us 1996 that almost all books you sent, they are still in LA temple.
And when he first came to India with Kirtanananda, Manli Kirtanananda, I was in the airport, Manli alone, to receive him. And after that we went to Delhi, Krishna temple, and from there we went to Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan. After that, at the time of departing from this world, going to Golok Vrindavan, he called me last day in the evening. And in night he left this world forever. I went there and he began to weep, taking my hands in his hands, requesting me to sit on this bed by side. But I took the feet dust of Swamiji and I wanted to sit down. But at once he called Tamal, Krishna, Brahmananda, all other Jaya Pataka. Oh, bring a chair very soon. They brought a chair for me and he sat. And he told so many things, so many things. He requested me that you should help my devotees. Still now they are not friends. He told the words I cannot utter. Very secret things. So you should always help my disciples. Also, you should manage to do my samadhi with your hands. I want to take samadhi with your hands only. There were so many disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, more qualified than me. I was not qualified. Still now I am not qualified. But he has so much faith on me that he requested me to do samadhi with his own hands. And you should try to manage my Birah Mahotsav, Birah festival. And you should give donation to all the prominent temples of Vrindavan. I told that I will do everything what you use. But you sprinkle your mercy on my head. And that is why I think that I was never determined to come to Western countries or Eastern countries. I always used to think that I should be in Vrindavan forever, chanting, remembering, and totally absorbed in Krishna. Jayati te dhikam janmana vajya tava katha amritam like this. But he dragged, oh, don't sit in Vrindavan now. Come soon, otherwise my all activities in Western countries will be finished. So you should come then. I have given some seeds, some are sprouted, some are not sprouted. You should come and help out. That is why I came. I never came for any money, never come for, I don't want to make any disciples, never I wanted. But some of these school leaders, they bonded me to take some devotees, disciples. Otherwise, even today I don't want. I went to help them. I want to make environment where we can all easily chant, remember Krishna without struggling ourselves. We'll have to give up this world. No any disciple will go there, no money, nothing will go there. This body will also be, will have to be here. Why should we struggle? We should help each other to please Prabhu, Gurudev and Krishna, Radha Krishna. If anyone is preaching Krishna message, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu message in this world, he is our friend. So we should respect, like Rupa Goswami and all other respected to each other. So I have come only to fulfill the desire of Swamiji, and he has brought me. I was penniless person. Even today I am penniless person. So I don't want that any problem should come for me. Never I want to create any problem to anyone. Gaur Premanande. We will meet tomorrow in our classes. I request you all to come. I am happy. I went in airport. I saw. I could not distinguish whether I have come to East Coast or West Coast. Because I saw so many East Coast devotees there, some weeping, some kids doing kirtan. But when I came out of the airport, I saw, oh, I have come to West. When I saw her and his husband, says, also my darling daughter and his son. I was very worried that how I should send message that you should come, I have come so near. But luckily I am seeing and meeting you.
Yeah, I got the message that you are coming, so I have to come.
She's going on a 5th June, India.
Oh, very good. We will meet again there.
I want you to come over there direct from here. My home, knowing as I come here, I'm going to take you in my home. From the airport.
Oh, you are my daughter, so my home is your home.
Yes.
I have donated.
My home is your home.
I have donated to him for some time. But not forever.
That's okay.
You are always my daughter.
That's right, that's your trick, Mom.